Mini episode 585 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 585 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with another in our line of TV reviews. This is the third in a series of reviews of critically acclaimed television shows that have completed their run and are available for streaming on either Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon Prime. These reviews are being produced in association with our colleagues in the 21st Century Media Alliance at NotJustAnotherTVSite.com, which covers dozens of the greatest TV series of all time. We will not include spoilers in any of these reviews. The idea is to provide a sense of what you can expect if you decide to view the shows, and as such, we don't want to undermine that experience. Today we're breaking down Endgame, a crime and mystery drama that aired in 2011 on Showcase in Canada and can be found in its entirety on Hulu. Here are the five most notable elements of this franchise. Number 5. It's somewhat unique in that it's a critically acclaimed series that was largely procedural in nature. Yes, there's a thin narrative thread that runs throughout the 13 episodes of the single season, but it's one of the very few pure crime-solving mysteries to be considered in any way part of the new golden age of TV. It centers on Arkady Balagan, a brilliant former world chess champion from Russia. While in Vancouver for a tournament, he stays at the Huxley Hotel. During this time, he says goodbye to his fiancée Rosemary at the front door as she is leaving to run a routine errand. But this goodbye proves final, as she gets caught in the crossfire of a mysterious act of violence outside and she passes away. It happens so fast that a helpless Arkady witnesses the entire event in shock and horror, and in the trauma of his grief, he immediately develops a case of agoraphobia. He is deathly afraid to leave the hotel for any reason. The Huxley is a high-class, expensive joint, so it takes a regular schedule of online chess games for which he is able to charge large amounts just to cover his bills. Then one day, by accident, he gets drawn into helping a family deal with a kidnapping situation, and he realizes that the same skill set that fuels his chess success would be great at solving crimes. Of course, he is very limited by being confined to the hotel, so like any chess master, he needs pawns to do the legwork in the outside world. As a character, Canadian reviewer Bill Brieu once described the flamboyant Arkady as part house, part Garry Kasparov. Arkady's ongoing psychological debilitation and remaining questions about Rosemary's murder form the few narrative strands holding the entire series together. But even with the nature of the episodes being largely standalone, similar in some ways to the first few programs in the early seasons of Justified, the show never comes close to falling into the repetitive traps that most procedurals face. Number 4. The ad hoc family that forms around Arkady in his gilded cage fleshes out all of the stories terrifically. Arkady's primary sidekick is Sam, a grad student who idolizes Arkady and aspires to identical success. Arkady's payments to him are primarily in the form of pro bono chess matches to help shape the young man's game by playing against the very best. It's pretty funny whenever Sam represents his hero out in the field and approaches people by saying that he represents Grandmaster Arkady Balagan, as though that should mean anything to them. Pippa is Rosemary's sister, a documentarian and blogger obsessed with the circumstances of her sister's murder. She helps Arkady with his cases occasionally, but is usually much more interested in prodding him to help with her investigation. He is usually dismissive of her attempts, not wanting to relive his trauma, but too proud to admit his frailty. Elena is a maid at the hotel who works a lot of overtime to help feed her large family. Arkady often tips her generously to investigate leads outside of the hotel when his cases require it. Danny is the saucy bartender at the hotel restaurant, a useful source of inside gossip when Arkady's cases involve the hotel, and she, like Elena, sometimes takes money from Arcady to do outside legwork when necessary. But every show needs a great antagonist, and Arcady always has one around even between the cases that he solves. It's Hugo, the head of hotel security and a former police detective. He resents Arcady's superior deductive skills and is always angling to get Arcady thrown out of the hotel when the chess master falls behind on his payments. However, the series embraces the strange bedfellows angle for an episode in which Hugo has to swallow his pride to ask for Arcady's help for a close friend, and the two must temporarily work in tandem. Barbara is Hugo's boss, the hard-driving hotel manager. Initially, she is not sympathetic to the often pompous Arcady, and she looks forward to the day that she can be rid of him, but his efforts on her behalf during one episode cause some softening on her part. Number 3. The show provides a fresh take on many issues that television has tackled both in recent years and before. Granted, this show was canceled after 13 episodes, and as such, the shorter the run, the greater the chance of hitting every note correctly. Sadly, it's more and more unlikely over time that the show will be revived on another platform, so we'll never know if they could have sustained their excellence over a larger period of time. And while we're at it, the cliffhanger that came at the end of the series finale is a pretty cruel one for all the investment that viewers made in Arcady. But for this one season, the ability to examine a range of topics was extraordinary. Some of the crimes involved timeless subjects, such as robbery of a high-stakes poker game, a cold case about the murder of a teenager, kidnappings, rock star entourages, and the role of amnesia on the part of a bad guy. But some are more contemporary, including the role of finance in modern aerospace projects, and even the morality of drone warfare when pursuing terrorists who are surrounded by innocent civilians. Whatever the subject, when Arcady and his crew are on the case, you're going to see it tackled in a unique manner. Number 2. The show makes just enough use of the beautiful Greater Vancouver landscape to keep from seeming like a series of bottle episodes. And of course, bottle episode is the TV term for any episode that is shot completely or largely on one set to save money. Such a device is often vital in holding down the production costs for a season, which is why you might see an episode of a show with two unlikely people trapped in an elevator or similar backdrop. The Fly episode of Breaking Bad is a great example of this, with Walt and Jesse pulling an unhappy all-nighter at the Mega Lab, while a mentally disintegrating Walt is obsessed with capturing a fly that he fears will taint the batch. Well, as tremendous as the lobby, bar, Arcady's room, the hallways, Hugo's office, and the other elements of the Huxley are, in part because Vancouver's Bayshore Inn was the partial inspiration, the show would quickly grow old if we, the viewers, were trapped with Arcady in his small world. Fortunately, all other characters are untethered to the building, so their comings and goings provide enough freshness to ward off the feeling of an entire series of bottle episodes. Additionally, part of Arcady's visualization technique is to picture suspects and other people involved with the case bantering with him from the standpoint of a giant chessboard. It's a funny but effective and inventive television device that brings you further inside the warped world of Arcady's brain. Number 1, the strength of the show is in its characters. Notwithstanding the earlier half-comparison to House, Arcady is a more nuanced character. Self-impressed, yes, but not as natural of a jerk as House. Then again, House was hugely successful commercially as a character written for the masses, while few have yet been fortunate enough to have heard of Endgame, so character nuance is the classic commercial-slash-critical trade-off. The others are not as predictable as they might seem on the surface, or indeed, as predictable as they might be forced to be on a major network. Sam is naive, yes, but not as much as you'd think. Danny doesn't seem very deep, but there's more to her once you dig a little bit. Pippa is single-minded in wanting to avenge her sister, but surprisingly understanding of Arcady's sorrow and weakness on the rare occasions that he lets his guard down a bit. Hugo is a bit buffoonish and a natural antagonist for Arcady, but as honest as the day is long in terms of being incorruptible and demanding the same from his underlings. The roles demand a lot from most of the actors, not least of which Sean Doyle. Prior to inhabiting Arcady, he had no idea of how to portray a Russian character, including, of course, the accent, and he was certainly not someone with the insights of a world chess champion. But he adapted beautifully, as did his peers. And the result is a terrific piece of entertainment, a brief shining moment that will stand the test of time and prove compelling whenever you decide to check it out. If you're looking for a fun series to sample, This is one of the very best in that regard, even notwithstanding that conclusion to the finale. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.